Senator LaVonza Butler backs Israel. Two of three Democrat candidates fail to do so. By Joel B. Polak on October 10, 2023. Newly appointed Senator LaVonza Butler, DCA, condemned the Palestinian terror attack against Israel. But two of the three main candidates for U.S. Senate in California, all Democrats, failed to offer unequivocal support for the Jewish state. In a tweet, Butler, who only took office last week, after the death of Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, backed Israel clearly. As its strongest and closest ally, the United States must stand strongly with Israel as it defends itself against this act of aggression, and I will work in the U.S. Senate with my colleagues to ensure support for the Jewish state of Israel. LaVonza Butler, at LaVonza, October 7, 2023. It was the first tweet she Butler has issued since taking office. In contrast, at a candidate forum on Sunday, both Reps. Katie Porter, DCA, and Barbara Lee, DCA, tried to blame both sides, or to call for a ceasefire that would allow the Palestinian terror group Hamas and its patron, Iran, to get away with murdering hundreds of Israelis. Only Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, simply expressed support for Israel without further reservations, qualifications, or hesitations. Politico reported. Only one of the three leading candidates, Representative Adam Schiff, expressed unequivocal support for Israel amid its response to the Hamas fighters who surged across its border and kidnapped and killed hundreds of civilians. Right now, Israel is being brutally attacked. It is a victim of terrorist attacks, Schiff said. And the only sentiment I want to express right now, when Israel is going through its own 9/11, is unequivocal support for the security and the rights of Israel. Schiff's response contrasted with Representative Katie Porter, who condemned the loss of lives on both sides, expressed concern about Islamophobia and put some blame for the attack on the U.S. government, and Representative Barbara Lee, who called for a ceasefire and prayers for both Israelis and Palestinians killed in the weekend attack. Butler has not yet declared if she will run to maintain the seat she currently holds, and whose term expires in January 2025. The late Sen. Feinstein was regarded as a friend of Israel throughout her more than 30 years in the U.S. Senate. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.